Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Crutch here to let you know that we're following Congress's lead this evening and not doing our jobs. Seriously, the eldest Ogryn is having a birthday and the chief is doing that family thing. So while Uncle Goon and Uncle Crutch wish the young man a happy birthday, you can enjoy a previously aired episode where we were all celebrating. We'll be back next week with new content. Welcome to Season 8, Episode 44 of Swimming with the Fish. Ladies and gentlemen, we can all breathe that big sigh of relief. Apparently, the pollsters, like every other friggin' time, were just a little off. And a solution to what has been a problem for the last 4 years has come about. And we're going to have some fun talking about it tonight. And I am here, of course, once again with the Chief and the Goon. Goon, how are you tonight, sir?
I'm doing good. I'm going to try not to gloat because, you know, I have friends that still don't agree with me ideologically, and I'd like to keep them as friends, but it's tough not to gloat.
It is a little tough. Chief, were you surprised by how the evening ended up? Not necessarily the result, but how big the result was.
No, so I play Warhammer and other folks. Had sent me pictures of God Emperor Trump, and I was like, this is taking it too far. But
oh, yeah. God Emperor Trump, why not?
Which is where, you know, God Emperor Daily Wire guy came from.
Of course.
You know, so.
Is that where he became God King? Jeremy the Razor guy.
Yeah. Jeremy Boring saw that this was a popular title, and I was like, you know, I think I deserve that as well.
I love his razors. You know why?
They're cheap and they work.
Yeah, and they don't stink of woke either.
Yeah, what does woke smell like?
Defeat.
I want you sort of sewage, human waste, and rotten milk.
With a splash of desperation.
Well, now, yeah.
That sounds mean.
It is mean.
There's going to be a lot of mean. I've been called I've been called racist by you guys for years, but I've been called racist and Hitler. That one really hasn't bothered me much. Calling me Hitler, yeah, that kind of bothered me. Deplorable. What was the latest one? Oh yeah, garbage.
Yeah.
I mean,
that
I ran out of.
Did you notice?
I tried to follow her price.
Drew and Joe managed to put together one speech that was actually coherent. He was smiling and giddy and...
In case you haven't figured it out yet, Biden isn't as dumb as he looks, and his people certainly aren't either. They got screwed, so they said, well, you know what? We're all going to wear MAGA hats.
Why, this works both ways.
Yes.
So I heard the rumor that both he and his wife voted orange, and that's why she wore a red... I don't understand how that works.
That would be funny.
That is all I saw online was this dude voted Trump. And I was like, that's the antithesis of, you know, this is the worst man ever. His people are garbage. You know what? I'm going to just vote for him. It's not safe, you know?
But, why not? You know, funny.
But she helped throw me out, so.
Right. You know, the enemy of my enemy. But I heard an interesting rumor. I've got yet to get the details. The source was pretty good, so I'll go ahead and post it though. Apparently, every single state that had voter ID went for Trump. Every single state that didn't have voter ID went for Kamala. No overlaps. Like that was a deciding factor of which way state went.
Isn't that interesting?
What doesn't surprise me.
Well,
no.
That what does it tell you? Like, don't beat around the bush. What are you trying to say?
Well, I'm wondering where 15 million or 10 to 15 million voters went. You know, there were 10 to 15 million more voters 4 years ago. Where,
now,
where did they go?
This is simple. I did the math.
Uh-huh.
All right, if you mail out 200 million ballots and then say you will collect them,
mm-hmm.
then people who were not going to vote, probably didn't vote this time, probably didn't even vote the last time, but had the ballots sent there and were like, oh, I can fill this out for you and I can return it for you. You know what? You just need to smile and say it's okay.
That's right. Just don't you worry. And I will take care of this.
Right.
For you.
And maybe two or three of them come across my desk with different names and maybe I'll just fill them all out.
I mean, if you're a nursing home, if you're a psych,
no.
If you are a halfway house, if anything, it should show how bad a state the country was in during the COVID era.
Yeah. Yeah. So true.
But yeah. So that's where the anomaly, because if you noticed the past six elections, the numbers remain the same about how many people vote, mm-hmm. except for 2020.
What a shocker.
My goodness, how could that happen?
Who could talk about why and how and, you know, but, you know, 4 years ago, mentioning this would get you in jail, you know.
Well, so not only are they, the funny thing that I'm hearing now, is a particular, what is it? It's not Blue Anon, but it's like Act Blue. It's saying
yeah.
that Musk and his satellites were the ones that were distributing the information. And the right is saying, I thought they weren't connected to the internet. Well, however, could this happen? So it doesn't matter how you slice it. Someone, it was either nefarious last time and nefarious this time, or it was not nefarious last time and it's not nefarious this time. But, you know, someone's not winning this argument.
Is this the same people that are the women that are going to shave their heads, et cetera, et cetera?
No, that is
Blue something or other.
No, that's 4B.
Yeah, 4B.
And that was a South Korean thing. Back in 2010, which is why South Korea has a negative birth rate.
Yes.
But I said, I told my son, the youngest of Ogren,
mm-hmm.
that the orange man somehow, before he even stepped into office, saw the hopocalypse that America was going through.
That's true. Yeah. I mean, I saw pictures of some of these women, and my first thought was, you don't need to go through all that trouble, lady.
You're pretty much not going to get any attention anyway. Well, you know, I'm sorry, at 2 o'clock in the morning, you know.
Were I a single person,
yeah,
you wouldn't have to go through all that trouble. You liberal woman, you could just start talking to me and that would make you unappealing right there.
Mm. That's not what their concern was, which I think is going to also bolster the economy with them not, or they're teasing or trying to trap people with certain nightly activities mm-hmm. so that they can kill their unborn children.
Right.
We're going to have, you know, I don't know. I don't know if it's going to be a renaissance era because I am worried about Mr. Musk and just how free he wants things to be because he wants technology unleashed. And I've been watching what technology is doing and I'm like, we don't want this unleashed.
maybe not so much. Maybe a longer leash, sure, but not unleashed.
You're coming over to my side, Chief.
I have spent way too much time, because 1 minute was too long, warning my congregation
mm-hmm.
about the depraved individuals who have figured out that you can use undress AI on little kids and have been creating heinous acts online, and now we have been trying to report all the people that are doing this. And I was like, you can't post pictures online anymore because anyone can take a screenshot and then do horrible things and then repost it. And that happened in Houston. And I was like, you know, this is where we are as a country now. So hopefully a lot of these things change. I don't know how you're going to stop it, because even if you do stop it in America, these pictures can be seen. You know, if it's on the internet, it's not only is it there forever, but mm-hmm. now you can alter it, and now the altered image is there forever.
Right.
And you can just destroy lives from across the world, never even knowing the person who you're harming.
Right.
Tell you what, they put pictures of the goon like that out there, we're going to be causing a lot of people to go blind.
I'm pretty sure I can break the internet, literally. Yeah.
Crutch! Exclamation point. Breaks the internet.
I mean, when you've got a physique like Ralphie May, come on, you know.
This is, I wonder, what? If we had someone like Panette, mm-hmm. and then we use the AI, and it just says unknown, you know, because I saw things. I mean, he's dead, so, but, you know, he died doing what he loved.
Right.
So, you know, I think he would appreciate it. But I saw Norbit, and at one point, they said...
I'm glad you're the one of the three of us who took it for the team to watch that.
So, yeah, thank you.
We appreciate that.
Eddie Murphy in a fat woman suit.
Oof.
And they go to a water park, and the attendant goes, ma'am, do you have... a bikini on. She lifts her stomach and says, of course. So
I got bad news for you. So like I'm on my wedding cruise. My parents put us on a cruise for my honeymoon, and we're basically circling Cuba. We're going all, you know, the islands. And it's, unfortunately, it's in September, which is when the Germans have their holiday time. So I'm on a boat with a lot of overweight German men and women who have absolutely no problem with Speedos and thongs. And, you know, but you want to talk about getting out of the mood in a hurry.
Yeah, that'd do it.
Well, too much Wiener Schnitzel, just saying, you know. Anyway.
Well, remember what Musk said? If you need to lose blood from a certain area, just picture pregnant Bill Gates. And then he sent the emoji. And he was like, you're welcome, everyone.
That'll cure that 4-hour problem you have sometimes with certain medications.
I'll bet you will. So just for fun, and because I want to have somebody hear it.
Mm-hmm.
I want to hear someone say it.
Okay.
So, what was the electoral count for president?
I believe, you know what? I have the actual super fantastic numbers right here in front of me.
I knew you would.
Of course you do. Right. So, yeah. So here's the deal. Trump and Vance got 312 electoral college votes, only needing 270. Harris and Walz got 226.
Ah, and the popular vote?
The popular vote. Do, 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 do.
Try not to dance. It's going to make the show a lot longer.
I know. It's so sad. Where are my numbers?
What happened to the no gloating?
Well, okay, so Trump...
I said we would try.
Right. So Trump and Vance got 50.2% of the popular vote, and Harrison Walz got 48.1%. I'm looking for the numbers, though.
Oh, that's okay. The percentages are fine.
Yeah. So he got the popular vote, and he got more than his fair share of the Electoral College, which was funny because the first thing I heard out of Rosie O'Donnell's is that we had to ban the Electoral College. I'm like, did somebody want to tell her that Harris lost the popular vote too? Because, you know, that's the thing.
They want to ban that as well.
Well, you've got to ban all voting because, well, according to the real Republicans at the Bulwark, we're all too stupid to realize what we did. I'm like, no, sir, and I know exactly what I did.
You know, I'm hoping that somebody sent her some Jeremy's razors so she can start on that 4-year program.
Oh. You know, there's a...
That one was for you, Rosie.
There you go.
They did ask that question. They asked lesbians what they would do.
Start dating dudes? I don't know.
No. There was a... there was a hissing sound, and
that's awkward.
It was. Okay. We didn't know if implants or BBLs were deflating. I didn't know what was going on, but it was really weird. It was weird when they were confronted with that and what they were going to do, and they're like, I can't answer that shit.
Wow. It's so sad.
And how do things stand in the Senate, Crutch?
Currently, the Republicans have 53 seats in the Senate, up 4. Democrats have 46, and if you're doing the math, that's 99, because we still have one outstanding race in the great state of Arizona, where they're basically counting votes at a pace of one vote per day, apparently.
Okay, and in the House of Representatives?
At this very moment, and this is 9 o'clock at night on the 11th of November, the Republicans have 217. They're up 2. Democrats are at 208 with several races still out. But basically, if the Republicans pick up one more seat, they will sustain their majority in that.
So they called it.
They did? Oh.
Yeah, the decision desk did.
Oh.
And they said GOP takes the House?
Just you don't have to look for it. There it is. Now, as I had also shared, because being a 4B type person, and B is just shorthand for no in Korean.
Right.
that is not enough.
No.
You must also end the life of those who don't adhere to your political views.
Wait, what? That seems a bit harsh.
That is the other article that I had shared with you.
Right.
In which there's a new movement in which the wonderful world of TikTok, which everyone should know is nothing but, you know, Chinese chaotic propaganda, is encouraging women to take vengeance against their spouses if their spouses did not vote the same way that they did. But only...
How would they know?
Only this time.
Because men vote in secret, just like the commercials say women can.
Yes, but men can't hide their joy as much as the women
true,
can.
True, we can't. Sorry.
Yeah, so you'd be a dead man, for sure.
Well, yeah. I am a little bummed because I did not win my own Senate seat, you know.
I'm a little bummed too. I'm sad.
Hmm.
But we'll have a little more on that later, will we not?
We will. We will.
Well, ever since not Poly Market, but Robin Hood decided that they would also allow betting. And I was like, I will put my money where my mouth is.
How much did you make?
Well, nothing, because I haven't got it paid out, but, you know, in the end, it should be $180.
Hey, there you go. That's not bad.
Outstanding. But again, I have received zero so far, and I have negative $100. So.
Oh, well, that sucks.
And yeah. until the payout actually happens.
Michael Moore was guaranteeing a blue wave. Yeah. He's been very, Michael Moore.
Who?
Big, huge, ugly dude who used to do movies.
Who? Is he anybody?
No, not really.
Why are we even talking about him?
Okay, I'll stop.
This is when I knew that my bet was secure.
Uh-huh.
When Hardball's Chris Matthews said, I know for sure. I was like, yes. That means because everything that man has said has been flipped. Okay, he says go left, go right. He says it's up, it's down.
Right.
I think he's Tim Wall's lover.
I have no comment.
Just saying.
I don't know what evidence you have of that either.
I have none. It's just a feeling.
Babylon B trying to explain how the Harris camp spent $1 billion and several million dollars on NFL coaches to teach Tim to be more like a dude.
So can we, in good faith, say that Goon, without evidence, says that Chris Matthews his gay secret.
Sorry. I think we're going to go ahead and get Goon's opinion is not the full opinion of Swimming with the Fish.
Oh, wait, do you need a disclaimer?
Can we do a disclaimer? Yeah, please.
Several of the comments made by the Goon this evening are his own and do not necessarily represent those of Swimming with the Fish. Swimming with the Fish regrets many of the comments made by the Goon this evening. How was that?
You know, you are, by all measures, the consummate professional.
Like I said, it's all rumor and opinion and should be treated as such and taken with a grain of salt. That's all I'm saying.
That's true. Now, what is an opinion is Oprah made $1 million.
How'd she do that?
She got paid by the Harris campaign for her little stint at one of the, whatever she was at. They paid her $1 million for that.
All you got to do is show up. I mean, look, I personally have never made that kind of money that fast. But, you know, to be fair, Beyonce made the same amount of money in the same amount of time.
Well, and nobody asked Oprah to sing either, so, you know.
I wonder how much Cardi B got. Or maybe that's why she was so bitter.
Yeah, because she found out that Oprah got $1 million.
Didn't get nothing.
Yeah.
She got $33K and some chicken wings. Oh, that was wrong.
Man, we know what kind of comment that is. Do we not?
That was racist.
I have seen that on In Living Color. Instead of, because they had a game show, instead of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, it was Who Wants $40 and a Bus Pass. So,
do we need to have like Chris Rock come on and coach him?
Who, me?
Yeah.
No, I'm not coachable.
Come on as a guest, and when you say stuff like that, we'll just have him coach you. I bet he would have fun.
Irredeemable? That's the word. Thank you.
Yeah, there you go.
I should have just called Hillary. She would have told me.
She'd call you deplorable.
Yeah.
Actually, who?
Exactly. Oh.
Don't say the name again. You can't.
You can't do that three times in a row, man.
No, really. Oh, gosh.
So I asked my neighbor why he thought abortion rights were going to be diminished under the 47th president, Donald J. Trump.
Hmm. And what was the answer?
He told me that the first Trump administration took rights away from the people and gave them to the government. Which is exactly the opposite of what happened.
Right.
Which I pointed out to him, and he said, wow, you know, Texas is a very religious state, and you can't have an abortion there now. And I said, with all due respect, sir, we have no business in what goes on in Texas. That's for them to decide. Maryland has decided the way you want. So I didn't say shut your cake hole. But I thought it. Because I don't understand. First of all, the federal government doesn't represent the people. I wish it did.
Yeah.
And the state governments don't really either, but they're closer.
They're trying in their own weird way.
That's why the decision, it's not going to be the way you want nationwide. And for some reason, you think you have the right to stick your opinion in other people's faces. And this is a nice man, a smart man, but oh my God, what kind of twisted logic is that?
Well, yeah, you're just going to have neighbors like that going, there's not much you can do about that.
Oh, that's true. Like I said, nice guy, just did not understand where he was going.
Yeah.
Well, you know what I don't understand?
What's that?
So there's a movie that is coming out, and it is called The Wicked Movie.
Oh, yeah, that's like from the play or the musical.
Yeah, so has to do with Wizard of Oz and the Wicked Witch.
Mm-hmm.
And right, it's an origin story.
Right, and you know, with all forms of entertainment, there's never enough money to be made. So Mattel decided that they were going to make toys of the characters.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, Mattel also decided they were going to put the website of the company, of the web address of the company on their box.
Oh, so like Wicked Movie has its own website?
Yeah, it's called wickedmovie.com.
Well, you know, that's a great name.
Yeah. Now, what happens if you take the movie part out?
It becomes wicked.com.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
And that is a known pornographic site.
Oh, on kids' toys boxes?
Yes. Now, the conspiracy people are like, this is what they've been planning all along.
Drive them to the porn site at the age of what, 5, 6?
There is no limit. This is what they complain about. They said the privacy has no borders. So imagine my surprise when I was like, oh, this can't be. Oh, it is. Oh, never mind.
You know, there was a time when I used to get very tired of saying, nah, this can't be true. And then finding out I was wrong. I've just gotten to the point now where it's like, no, I'm going to believe it until I see otherwise, because it's a constant case of hold my beer. Oh, nobody will say that. Hold my beer. There he did. Oh, yeah, he said that. Okay. You know.
And how long have you been doing this show?
We've been doing this show 8 years now.
And I mean, I say things that surprise you almost every week.
You do. You do. And then I say things and get called a racist.
Only when you say racist things.
No. Don't sell yourself short, Coop. Sometimes I'll say things and you'll just claim they're racist, you know, because it's funny.
Well, I know.
Everyone's laughing at my expense because I couldn't win a Senate race.
Now, wait a minute. I was your most ardent supporter. Who built commercials for your campaign?
That's true. You did. I appreciate that.
Got on the air?
Me.
Why is it you don't appreciate that work? Why do you think that is, Chief?
Go ahead.
All right, so, first of all,
Say it.
Sega. If you remember that commercial.
I do. Yeah.
But, you know, what are we going to do here, folks? I mean, we've got people that are losing their minds. Actually, you know, I need your help. Everyone listening. I have been watching the meme magic happen, and that people are making songs, but they're not just making songs. They're making songs about the folks that are freaking out. And there's one song in particular where a woman of high melanin content is screaming in her car.
Yes.
And then a bass line comes in, and then a hard metal riff. And she's just screaming. And if you know what the name of that song is or the video to it, I would greatly appreciate it.
I will be very happy to send that link to you. It's going to be my new background music.
Oh, man.
It's almost as good as the lady who wants to go to Wingstop. The one who's working for 10 hours. She's hungry. You've seen it, right? She gets the car.
It seems that I'm missing more than one thing now.
Oh, my gosh. Somebody did the same thing with her and turned it into a metal song.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I will find that for you. Both of those.
Was she screaming like this woman was?
Yes. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
You know,
Why do we need to scream about this? We didn't get our way, so we need to scream.
It's a great relief. I mean, if you hear the music, I don't like the band Gwar, but I'm reminded of just the guttural, you know, vocals that are expressed in this video.
I will, yeah, it's, life is good. Yes, I've already found the screaming Wingstop. I've already found our. Yeah, so that'll be good. That may have actually ended up. I've got to stop looking for stuff that has audio while I'm doing the show. Little inside thing where, you know, ends up in the audio. It's terrible. But I'll find both of those for you, Chief, and I will supply them forthwith.
That is amazing. Because I have the one from 2017,
mm-hmm.
where the woman is on the ground and that screaming. So I need the remix. I need the more updated version.
Absolutely. It's what I'm here for.
Awesome.
Well, I just got a message. I just got a text message from the number one fan asking me if I'm still up, and I'm telling her I'm doing the show now because we believe in being completely crystal clear about what's going on. So she'll get a kick out of this when she hears this.
Yes, we're completely transparent.
Yes. Good evening to our number one fan. We hope she's having a wonderful evening.
Hello, number one.
And there you go. Yeah. So we're all good here. Oh my gosh.
So you know what I did today?
What did you do today?
So you know that this weekend my brother and sister-in-law were visiting.
Mm-hmm.
Because you didn't hear from me a lot because I was out, you know, with them.
Right.
And when I woke up this morning, I checked their flight leaving out of BWI on good old Southwest.
Right.
And, you know, I was concerned because we know Pete Buttigieg, he's gay, you know, is still the transportation secretary.
Right. He's got a way to mess up things.
Not for long, but for right now. And their flight was already 15 minutes late.
Oh, goodness.
By the time I checked at 10 a.m., it was going to leave at 2:45. It was then 30 minutes late.
Wow.
And by the time we got to noon, it was 3:30. It was going to be 3:30, so 45 minutes late.
Gravy.
And so I called Southwest. They won't tell you anything. They all told me. What do you think happened?
I'm thinking you probably talked to somebody of the fairer gender, and you got all the information you needed, sir.
More than I needed from the good people at Southwest. And to get to a person, all you have to do is give them a wrong flight number, and they'll go, I can't seem to find that for you, giving you to a person. And after I'd said that, my sister-in-law goes, you gave him the wrong flight number. I looked at her and went, I know. I don't understand. And Hurricane got it. She goes, he's tricking a computer and getting him to a person. And I spoke with Lisa at Southwest Airlines. And
Lisa,
we talked a little.
Lovely while. Person, I'm sure.
And I told her how I have a friend who's moved to Texas and is so happy there.
Mm-hmm.
And she said that you live in a very nice area of Texas. She goes, look, it's hot, but we love it here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I said, you know, you've got everything. Nice people, Buc-ee's. They have clean bathrooms and barbecue. And she goes, now you know that Buc-ee's is not real barbecue. Which, you know, only supports Mr. Browning.
That's true. He's quite adamant in our conversations this week about it's not real barbecue.
And Chief took you for real barbecue while you were down there, so you can attest to that fact.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But she told me so. So all I wanted to know was it a mechanical or not to see if it was going to be later and we had to go do some extra work.
Right.
And she goes, well, so what I learned from this nice person was that they left 15 minutes late from Memphis where they started the day.
Hmm.
And because of slow loading of the aircraft.
Hmm.
Then they flew to Atlanta, and they left Atlanta 15 more minutes late because of a crew problem.
Hmm.
I'm guessing that they were late, and maybe they had to switch crews around. And then from there, they went to Jacksonville, and they were 15 minutes late because of Pete Buttigieg and air traffic control. And she said to me, well, I'm not sure it's really his fault. I go, let's just say that it is. This will work better for me on my comedy podcast, which I then gave her. Because I told her there would be a shout out.
Well, and there you go. And she's sitting there going, I've been mentioned.
And she goes, now remember, they might make up the time coming from Jacksonville to Baltimore.
Mm-hmm.
But everybody got home safe, and that was wonderful. We had a wonderful time. And they had never been to Texas Roadhouse for dinner.
Mm-hmm.
So I took them there and used my charisma on a very nice young server named Mercedes.
Well, now.
I told her I had two cars named after her. She was very nice. Man, did she go out of her way to make our experience special.
There's a roadhouse down here. I thought that was interesting.
Do you have a Texas Roadhouse in Texas?
No, we have a roadhouse.
No.
It happens to be in Texas.
There's no sense of saying Texas Roadhouse when you're in Texas.
Yeah, it's like when I was in New Mexico, there was just a spot called the Standoff. I go, is this a Mexican Standoff? And I was like, why do you have to do that? I'm like, I'm sorry.
Just use the excuse I use. Go, I'm a comedy podcaster.
I'm not from around here.
I try to stop doing it, but I can't help it.
It's so sad. We have, I'm not going to call it Buc-ee's, but we seem to have a mini Buc-ee's, or at least a Buc-ee's wanna try. And I'm actually kind of happy, because about a year and a half ago, they absolutely, and I mean physically, destroyed my Shell station. Like, razed it to the ground.
With prejudice?
With extreme prejudice. It was rated.
Was there a reason? Like, they found out you were buying gas there or something?
Maybe. It was weird, too, because, like, within the last year and a half before that, they had upgraded the little store. So they take it all down to the ground, and they spend the next year and a half building up into what's called Dash-In.
Oh, I've seen those.
Yeah. Yeah, apparently they're doing the same down near the number one fan. And ours opened about a week and a half ago. And we went in, we got gas, and we went into the store and found out what's going on. Well, these people are cooking their own food. They're making their own donuts and muffins. They're open 24 hours. You can order food with the application and get points towards cheaper gas. And I got gas there for the first time, and I think they've got the security thing figured out, because now you don't have to worry about tapping your card or doing anything at the gas pump. The app actually activated the gas pump for me.
Nice.
Yeah, you roll in, and you log in, and it says, oh, look, I see where you are. You're at this particular Dash-In. What pump are you at? And I said, well, I'm at pump 10. And they said, okay, well, you've got some points. Do you want to apply them? Yes, I don't want to apply, you know, maybe half of my points, because I'm only getting, like, I'm topping off the tank. So you don't have to even use all your points every time, which is one of the things that bothered me about Shell. Yeah, I'm going in for 3 gallons. Oh, you have to use all of your 40 points. I don't want to. And then you do this, and you look over at the pump, and the pump's like, pick up the handle, stupid, and fill your car up. I'm like, okay. So, nice. Yeah, I was really, you know. So it's really hard for the bad guys to stick some device on the pump if I never touch the pump, you know. I'm a big fan. I'm going there. Oh, and the car wash is awesome. It's one of these ones where you roll in and it grabs your front left tire. You put your car in neutral and take your hands off the steering wheel, and it drags you through. So the equipment doesn't go around it. You go through the equipment. And my car came out looking beautiful.
Out, and you still have an antenna.
And I still have an antenna, yeah.
That's awesome.
Dash-In is now my favorite place for gas.
That's awesome. Just like I have my favorite place for car repair.
Yes. And you are their favorite customer.
Certainly this week, because the saga continued.
Uh-oh.
How far did we get last week? We got to the new tires, broken axle, right?
Right.
Yeah, so Halloween, hurricane's driving home, car overheats.
Mm.
She calls me panicked.
She should have called you goon.
She should have, but I tell her what to do. We check, yep, turn on the heater, roll down the windows, temperature gauge goes down. Okay, there's enough fluid in it. You're a mile and a half from Jacob's, drive there.
Mm-hmm.
He says she blew a top hose. I'll fix it by tomorrow.
Nice. Okay. That's
okie doke.
Yay.
Ring, ring. I get a call at work. Hey, I got some bad news.
Ring, ring.
Okay. I was only going to use that money for food. What's wrong? Well,
Robin, we tonight.
We put fluid back in, and we got a nice fountain out of the radiator.
Most radiators don't do that, you know.
Yeah, 120,000 on the car. Okay.
Mm-hmm. I thought you were a $120,000 radiator. What is it made of?
Well, don't give Mercedes any ideas, because...
Vikachat's that much?
Yes, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
We will cause this new one's a crutch! Exclamation point. So he got a new radiator. And then I got a call the next day. Hey, I got some bad news. Yeah, it's like, you know, Jacob, I'm beginning not to like you very much. So the little radiator called a condenser that's part of the air conditioning unit.
Mm-hmm.
It fits right up against the regular radiator. My car apparently took a hit in the front end that none of us knew about, and the radiator was bent.
Ooh.
Which means the condenser was also bent, which means the bent condenser won't fit against the new straight radiator.
Ouch.
So we got to fix that too.
Right.
And then Jacob went on vacation to Vietnam with his lovely wife, Mrs. Jacob.
Okay.
And I got turned over to Mike the mechanic, who's an extremely nice man.
Mike and the Mechanics. Okay.
And had some really good albums back years ago.
That's a joke for Genesis fans, you know.
Exactly. And Mike calls and says, by the way, when I was putting everything back together, you know, you lose a little transmission fluid.
Mm-hmm.
So I went to top it off, and he goes, the fluid was dark and burned smelling.
Ew.
And he said, I thought we did a transmission service. And now we have kind of an old guy problem that Jacob will laugh at when he comes back. I remember talking with him about doing that.
Mm-hmm.
I remember thinking he did it, but I also remember getting a bill and thinking, this bill isn't as high as I thought it was. And I didn't look. And I didn't do my due diligence and check. I just kind of gave it to the hurricane and didn't think about it.
Right.
And I think what might have happened is I told him, he heard me, and we both forgot about it.
Wow.
So he goes, yeah, I have some more bad news. He goes, but I did the service for you.
Oh.
And when I took off the pan for the transmission, mm-hmm. the filter was terrible. Looked like it had, you know, under 20,000 miles on it.
Right.
So obviously it was never done. And he goes, I looked through the computer system as best I could and I can't find it. And I go, okay, well, it must not have been done because you cannot believe how good the car rides now.
Amazing when you get that maintenance stuff working.
You can't even, feel it shift.
Wow. That's nice.
So, you know, how long have it been this messed up?
Good question. Mike actually did some due diligence and looked back in Carfax and got the maintenance records. And he also looked, because this guy, the guy who had the car before me, was a customer of Jacob's. And he goes, the last time we did it, the car had like 55,000 miles on it.
Wow.
Which means it's a little overdue, but not much. It's about every 50,000 miles or so. So
I wonder if this is just a Mercedes thing, because the man who donated his snowblower to Crutch! Exclamation point,
mm-hmm.
he just bought a new Mercedes SUV, and so he goes and he pays for everything, and he's going to go pick it up, and the person says, "Hey, we don't have the surround camera." And he said, all right, then I don't want to pick it up until you have all the components in.
Right.
And he says, all right, well, can we backdate this to the end of the month so that I can get credit for it? And he goes, fine. And he goes, all right, it's ready for pickup. He goes to pick it up and he keeps fiddling around, going like, man, there's so many buttons and it's got this new, you know, touch screen and I don't know what I'm doing. And boy, that's the truth that it had. They all have plenty of buttons.
Yeah.
So then he goes, I just can't figure out how are you supposed to look at the screen and find
briefly
the camera. Yeah, so I can get the eagle eye view so I can do parallel parking. And he goes, oh, we didn't give it to you. He goes, what do you mean? And he said, yeah, we didn't have it. And I said, I thought you said that I wasn't going to... I told you I didn't want to pick it up until you did. And he said, no, that's not what you said. You said here's the money to pay for it, and I'll come get it. And he's like, I know I'm old, but I'm not.
Makes a customer think they have gone senile. That is what we all do.
Gaslighting as a sales plan.
It is in America. They have a senile president anyway.
Right. Everybody from that level down, boom, see and head.
you do that accent far too well.
Oh, now I'm a Nazi. Got it.
No. No, you're not a Nazi.
Thank you.
I'm the Nazi, remember?
I not see no, that you in just, you. Sorry.
You just drive.
I did not see that in you. I'm sorry.
I just drive a Nazi mobile.
Right. Yeah.
Exactly.
There's a difference.
That's which true. my neighbor mentioned to me again this week. And I said, I thought you built that new garage for me to put my car in there. And he told me that God wouldn't allow me to go over the threshold.
That's awesome. No, I heard some news this week. I was watching some videos. I watch a lot of videos. But the one gentleman was like, a number of American companies that were pro-Hitler, like, you know, General Motors, for example.
Oh, wow.
Apparently, the owner of General Motors at the time was a big fan, thought he was doing great work over there, sent him, like, you know, cars and engines and stuff. And Bear, as in the aspirin people, were involved with the Third Reich.
Yeah, well, they were still upset about the Treaty of Versailles, which mentioned them by name.
Did it really?
Yeah, they lost the rights to aspirin, which was their trade name for their analgesic. Oh,
wow.
And yeah, they were a little...
Make me bitter.
They were a little bitter.
A little bitter. Well, folks, we're still a little bit in our feeling high feelings from a week ago. Well, almost a week ago. And it's going to be an interesting 70 days left. I've heard some wild rumors like Sotomayor is going to retire and Harris will become a chief justice, or Biden's going to retire and Harris is going to become number 47 just to mess with Trump's marketing. We'll have to see how it all works out. But until then, thank you once again for listening to us and letting us enjoy the glee a little bit. And before you go, please take a good listen to a word from our sponsors.
Tonight's episode brought to you in part by Goon's Elite and Celebrity Moving Service. Decided to leave the U.S. on short notice? Liberal tiers too sweet for you? Goon's fine team of movers will make sure your worldly possessions follow you out of the United States. Your stuff gets all the care you deserve. Not responsible for damage caused by floods or fire. Special expedited service for friends of P. Diddy. And now, ladies and gentlemen, a word from former senatorial candidate and future gubernatorial candidate, the Right Honorable, distinguished gentleman from the great state of Maryland, ladies and gentlemen, His Excellency, Crutch! Exclamation point.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is former senatorial candidate and future gubernatorial candidate, the Right Honorable, distinguished gentleman from the great state of Maryland, His Excellency, Crutch! Exclamation point. I come before you this evening to officially concede and accept my loss in the campaign to become senator from the great state of Maryland. While my campaign may not have garnered the same level of support as Lockdown Larry or Miss Alsaran, I feel that my supporters were more quality than quantity. Mind you, had I been able to find another 1,440,943 quality votes, this speech might have had a different tone. Now, many concession speeches over the last week have been full of platitudes and promises of continuing the fight. To that I say, poppycock. I will put in the same amount of effort in my upcoming gubernatorial race against Wes, more or less, in 2026 that I put into this campaign. I feel that following Goon's prototype for work ethic got him where he is, and that should work for me as well. I will say that it would have been nice to get in on all that government moolah that apparently every politician becomes rich off of, but seeing as how we're about to get a Department of Government Efficiency, that ship may have sailed. Won't it be weird to see congressmen and senators having to live on just their salaries from now on? In closing, let me say this about losing in words inspired by that great oral tater, Vice President Harris. I have become unburdened by this election as the burden of the election only burdens the elected, whose burden of being elected remains as the elected burden of those burdened by elections. Thank you, and God bless America.
Please clap.
Swimming with the Fish is produced by Happy Pole LLC, copyright 2024, all rights reserved.